currently shutting down its Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel just 15 months after the massive project first opened. In a statement to People, Disney says that the project was one of their most creative ones ever and that it allowed them to set a new bar for innovation and immersive entertainment. But now, as they take their final voyage, they plan on taking what they've learned to create future experiences that can reach more of their fans and guests. The hotel's final voyage will take place in September. Disney will be contacting guests who previously booked a stay for after September 30th in order to modify their reservations. New bookings are currently paused until May 26th. The immersive hotel experience aboard the Halcyon, a luxury star cruiser, has offered guests a unique 3-day, 2-night voyage. The first of its kind hospitality experiment opened at the Orlando Resort on March 1st of last year. The property includes 94 standard cabins accommodating up to 4 guests, along with 6 special suites. Despite its high price point, the hotel has received favorable guest satisfaction ratings since its opening. CNBC reports that the cost is approximately $1,200 per person per day, with some family packages reaching around $6,000. The unique aspect of the Star Cruiser is that it offers a full voyage experience, which means guests are unable to freely enter the parks at their leisure. However, there is an excursion to Disney Studio Star Wars Galaxy Edgeland. Additionally, as the Halcyon is simulated to be traveling through space, certain standard amenities found in other Disney resorts, such as a pool and various outdoor spaces, are not available. But the Star Cruiser experience offers exclusive and captivating activities that will thrill both dedicated Star Wars fans and casual enthusiasts, the highlight of which is lightsaber training.
All right, welcome back on this Monday. Disney continuing to have problems. I don't know how they didn't see that one coming. I don't know how interested I would be, even being a fan or a previous fan of Disney, how interested I would be in going to a hotel where I'm basically locked up like I'm in a prison for 2 days and I'm paying to do so. I don't know how much I would enjoy that experience, because apparently minus one trip that you can take to a particular place in a theme park, you're pretty much stuck inside that hotel for 2 days straight. If you got a family, you know, kids want to do things and be kids. Being stuck there, I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty to do there, but 2 days worth, I don't know how much of a good idea that was. Also, I think she was a little off on her numbers there, because when I looked into what booking costs, it ranges. A single adult, I guess, taking one room could be $1,200, and it just depends on what you add on to that package. But the average cost, if you're going to do for at least a couple of two, looks like, remember these are averages, anywhere between $5,000 and $20,000 if you want one of their suites. So, I mean, that's another issue that Disney probably had with this hotel, because I'm sure it's, I would imagine it's amazing. It looks pretty amazing as far as what you can see online and what people have recorded and shown. But $5,000 to $20,000, even in good times, and financially we're in bad times, even in good times, that is quite a bit of money to lay out for just 2 nights. I mean, I'm a family of 6. I wouldn't pay nobody 20 grand for 2 nights. Sorry. that's a lot of money to give up for 2 nights. I'm sorry. That just doesn't quite seem like it's worth it to me. I don't know if it's the reason they're going down is a direct cause because of what they're charging per room. They are struggling, or were struggling, to meet the capacity. So they couldn't even book the 100 rooms that they got there. And I would say that has to do a little bit with price, a little bit with the economy, and probably even more a lot bit with the fact that Disney is destroying its own franchise since they've jumped into the political arena. That's going to be my guess. I know Disney also made an announcement that they're no longer going to continue with this complex that they were going to build that was $1 billion and supposedly bringing all these jobs to Florida, but yet in the same breath said that they're not worried about their financial future because over the course of the next 10 to 15 years, they're going to invest somewhere between $10 to $15 billion into Florida. So as much as they're trying to posture and say that they're about it and they're not going to do this and that, and people are trying to give Ron DeSantis a bunch of crap for standing up to Disney, Disney's not going to move. You can't just pick up and move the Magic Kingdom, people. Do you realize what it would cost to literally abandon the Magic Kingdom and abandon Epcot and everything that they've built, that they've spent decades, half a century building? Can you realize what the cost would be to move that entire world to another state? They're tied in. They're roped in. You can't go nowhere. you're stuck here. Maybe you can move your headquarters and maybe you can start building a different area in some other state that, you know, I guess is more in line with your political beliefs. But at the end of the day, you can't just pick up and move the entire facility there. I mean, if you've never been to Disney World, and I know a lot of people haven't, because even during normal times, it's not the cheapest place to go and not the cheapest place to travel, especially if you're coming from out of state. It is a world within itself. And up until recent, which I didn't know they had all the special privileges that they had. I don't think anybody really did until it was brought to light. You go in there, and I understand now why it feels that way. I mean, it really is. When you are in there, everything is Disney. You forget about the entire world outside. You know, their signs and their colors on the signage, and they have different traffic lights for their bus lanes. It's their weird lights. They're not normal street standard lights. They have their own police officers, their own fire station. Their fire station is meant to look cartoon-like in the cartoons. I mean, everything that they have there is Disney. So the outside world no longer exists. You go in there and you kind of get lost. Now I understand why it was like that, because they were being treated very favorably compared to any other business in the state of Florida. But you just can't move an operation like that. It's just not possible. So no matter how much Disney is going to sit in here and threaten people, let's use some common sense. You cannot pick up and move that many theme parks. It's not just Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Epcot, Animal Kingdom. They also have Typhoon Lagoon, Blizzard Beach, and everything else on their property. Downtown Disney. It's just not possible. So if you're worried that, oh my God, DeSantis, look what he's doing. He's pissing them off. They're going to pick up, operate. You're going to hit it. They're going to book out of town. Not going to happen. I wouldn't really worry much about that. They're going to sit there and cry and complain and moan. We're going to go through the legal process between the two of them. Ultimately, they're going to lose their special privileges because they decided to open their mouths. And as they should anyways, they shouldn't have any more privilege than any other business owner in the state of Florida. And we'll just it'll go on like normal. As time goes by, this will all be forgotten and it'll be whatever it's going to be. But the hotel, I mean, I'm not surprised that's going down. I don't know what they're going to do with that hotel with the amount of money that they've invested into that. No idea what the plan is for that. And I don't think that they do at this moment what the plan is for that. But I do know one thing, $5,000 to $20,000, or even if you go $1,200 for a single person to, you know, what'd she say it was for family packages for $6,000, that's still quite a bit of money. And that's just for the resort. So, you know, if you're traveling from anywhere else and you got rental car fees, because most people don't like to drive their car. They like to beat up a rental car and keep the mileage off your car. You're going to have rental car fees. You're going to have gas. You're going to feed everybody on the trip down and on the trip back. And this is only 2 days. You're not going to do that and not see a theme park. You're not literally solely going for that. Anybody that goes there, you're probably going to stay an extra day or so in a regular hotel and go hit a park or two up while you're down here. So, I mean, that gets real expensive. It adds up quick and in a hurry. So, well, Disney, you know, you guys... I would say it's a combination of things why that's shutting down. I'm not surprised when I first saw this was coming out and saw what it was going to cost. Yeah, I didn't think that that had a whole lot of a chance at being super successful just because people don't have that extra cash to throw around like we used to. All right, Ice Cube. That's a weird topic here. I'm throwing Ice Cube out here. Ice Cube said something that I agree with. I can't say that I agree with everything Ice Cube says. But he did make a intelligent comment alluding to that the Democratic Party, if nothing changes for blacks, then he thinks that their allegiance, they should question their allegiance and reevaluate their allegiance to the Democratic Party. He was on a podcast and he was having a detailed conversation with the host there of the podcast, and what ultimately came of it was that, you know, he says he doesn't really align with Democrats or Republicans, and he says both parties are evil, but, you know, you have to make deals and play with evil because, you know, you'll never get nothing done otherwise. He did highlight that during 2020, and I think most of you remember this, as it was getting closer and closer to the election, Ice Cube reached out to the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and he created some type of a document stating, I guess, policies and procedures that could be put in place that would be beneficial to the black community. The Republican Party responded to him and were eager to work with him and use some of his ideas immediately. The Democratic Party, on the other hand, told him that he'll have to wait till after the election. And he did speak about this at the time. And at the time, that was a very negative thing for the Democratic Party. He did not ever say that he supported Trump, and he reiterated that here. And he also says he doesn't support Joe Biden. Again, not a big surprise. Ice Cube made one comment that I agree with. That black folks, you need to take a real hard look at the Democratic Party, see what they've done for you over the past 50 years, and have they actually done anything that has benefited you? You need to reevaluate that, and sometimes you need to change your allegiance. Yeah, I mean, you guys, you are born and bred to know that all you are supposed to do is stay, be a Democrat, vote Democratic, and that's it. That is your part of your being. That is what is bred into you. And there does come a time where you have to look and say, why? Why do I have to? They're not doing anything. What are they doing for me? Are they actually creating jobs in the hood that I'm in? Because I don't see it. Are they cleaning the streets up? Because I don't see it. There's killings, there's drugs and stuff everywhere every night. Are they helping me get out of the situation I'm in? Because I don't see it. They're against most things that would assist you in this world to make you better. So you should be questioning it. So I do agree with that. Ice Cube, last I checked, and it's not like I do a detailed check on Ice Cube. I mean, he's actor, rapper. I know that he's buddies with Farrakhan. That much I do know. And if you know anything about Farrakhan, anti-Semite, pro-black, and anti-pretty much every other color. And if he hangs around with them, he could share some of Farrakhan's ideology. He may think for himself and believe in some of it, and some of it he doesn't. I don't know. And I'm not sitting here to try to tell you that this guy is a great conservative and a great thinker. That's not where this is at. He said something that makes sense, and I think the black, and I hope the black community will pay attention and listen to him. What has the Democratic Party done for you? Truly. Yeah, sit back and evaluate your situation. Every promise that they have ever made to you, have they kept their promises? Have they put anything in place? Anybody that you have voted for that has been elected, have they put anything in place that has benefited you and your family, has benefited your area? Have they done anything to help you? And you got to take a hard look at that, and you're going to have to face some hard truths. You're going to have to reevaluate who you are, because as I just said a minute ago, it's born and bred into to black people, because this is the way the Democratic Party has worked it that way, that you are supposed to be a Democrat. And if you are not a Democrat, that's an issue. So you're going to have to face some hard truths and understand that they do not have your best interests at heart. They are not there for you. They have really done nothing for you. You are in the same situation you have been in, not only for yourself, but look at generations past. And you could say, my God, all the time that we have voted for Democrats, we're still living in the same place. The same one my father said he wanted to get out of, and this person he voted for, and that person he voted for was going to get us out of it, and my grandfather voted for, and this person, and that person's going to get us out of it, and now I'm sitting here voting for this person and that person because they say they're going to get us out of it. But guess what? Nothing has changed for you. So I hope people maybe listen to him more than me, because if you look at somebody that's a conservative, you look for any conservatives that's there, you know, myself, you listen to any conservative voice at all, even any libertarian voice, chances are what we say falls on deaf ears. You know, people that want to listen to it, that have been awoken to what is happening around us, they're more than willing to absorb the knowledge that you're putting out there. But people that have not woken up, you know, that this is falling on deaf ears. They just think it's a ploy to try to get them to do something they don't want to do. They feel that they're being tricked or bamboozled. They don't listen to you. But maybe, just maybe, somebody like an Ice Cube, somebody that they feel is more on their side, that understands them better, that has gone through some of the trials and tribulations that they have gone through over time, maybe they'll take what he says into consideration and really analyze the situation and hopefully come to the right conclusion, or really the only conclusion. Because I don't see any Democrats doing anything amazing for the black community. Ever. Never. At all. So hopefully they'll listen to him. I know this was weird to bring it up, but I just think it's an important point to drive home, that sometimes you have to have people that are from within the party that know everything. They know the lifestyle. They've lived it. Sometimes their voices can be so much more impactful than our voices can be, because they've already tainted them against us. We're in their mind. we're already the bad ones. So anything we say is in one ear, out the other. But somebody like that, that they feel like grew up and understands their lifestyle, he's pro-black, you know, he hangs out with Farrakhan, everything that he does, he's a rapper, he's in the culture, he's in the industry, maybe, just maybe, that'll penetrate and break through some barriers, and you can get a few people to really take a hard look at everything and come to the only conclusion you can come to, which is why I brought this up. I thought that was important. Some people may not, but that seemed important to me. Fox News. Jesus. Ever since the releasing of Tucker and the Dominion lawsuit came in, Fox News has been kind of a mess. Last I heard, unless there is going to be an additional change, they are shuffling around their biggest talents in Fox News, and everybody's getting a different hour. I believe Sean Hannity is now your 8 o'clock man. I don't know if he is the biggest next to Tucker or Gutfeld or whoever, but they're Jesse Waters, Gutfeld, Hannity, they all got shuffled around. The one who kind of got shafted a little bit was Ingram. She got put to the late show when most people are sleeping. And I don't know how that's going to look for Fox. But as Fox continues to, I guess, revamp its scheduling, our new report says that it's cutting staff also. But the scope and reasoning for why they're laying these people off is still under debate. If you read through the article, there's definitely opposing views on why it's happening. Some believe it's because of the $787.5 million settlement with Dominion. Others say that it's just them doing what they need to do to clean house because they're trying to change their image. There's a lot of different reasons that are being given here. What is happening is the rank-and-file journalists are being let go while the upper management are sitting pretty. And your larger named journalists or hosts are not under consideration for being let go. They've been letting go a lot of their investigating journalists. I would say they probably have to. You don't get almost $750 million. You don't get a little over $750 million lawsuit and not make some significant cuts and changes to the network, because that is a very large settlement to pay out. They have to do something. So naturally, like any corporation does, what they'll end up doing is they trim from the bottom up when you should be trimming from the top down, to be honest with you, because the top down is where the most money is. You'll make, you could cut one of your upper level employees there that probably equates to about 10 lower level employees. So if you would cut out a few of those and then work your way down and chop whoever's head you got to chop there to try to make up for some of the losses, knowing that you have to take some kind of a hit, it would make more sense. Well, Fox is not doing that. They're starting bottom up. And again, this is post-Tucker. I mean, I know Tucker was more of a top talent, and they saved quite a bit from him going down, but I mean, nowhere near what's going to satisfy the bill that they were just served. But they're in trouble. On top of having to do all the layoffs, you know, and the network, people being very displeased with the network right now and making all the changes, and they got to see how well the changes do, they got some more bad news. An LGBT petition to remove the network from the air moves forward is out now. So it's bad enough that for conservative viewers that we are turning off Fox News and droves because of Tucker Carlson being fired. Now in Canada, a gay rights organization wants the network off cable lineups because of Tucker, in spite of the fact that he's no longer there. I was supposed to have a gentleman on. He is actually a podcaster. He does radio and television up there in Canada to speak about this. We're trying to set something up there to have him on the show. But me and him were talking about this extensively on the phone. And it's pretty bad. They do want them off the air in Canada. Now, it doesn't impact down here yet. But in Canada, chances are they probably will shut them down. On May 6th, Yahoo News reported that Eagle Canadian, I don't even know what the hell, by the way, I already thought it was bad enough we had the alphabet people down here. But now they have a group up there. It's called 2SLGBTQI. I don't even know what the hell that means. I don't even care, to be honest with you. But the advocate group has risen the alarm after concerning comments made by the former host Tucker Carlson. Fox News may soon be banned from Canadian cable packages with the Canadian Radio and Television and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC, opening a public consultation process to help people come to a decision. We will see. Yeah, I mean, Canada, they're in a worse spot than we are. They're definitely more progressive than we are. They don't have the one thing that we have that pretty much no other country has that protects them the way ours does. They don't have that constitution, that one piece of paper, that Bill of Rights that our forefathers gave us. That is the only reason that we are hanging on as well as we are. And we've been losing ground consistently. You know, we are fighting it and we are gaining ground in some places, but it is a fight and it will always be a fight with this left. You know, they want total domination and total power, and we're doing the best that we can to stop them from achieving that goal. Well, in Canada, they don't have that to protect them. So chances are Fox News, my understanding was Fox News and maybe a couple other small outlets over there are the only conservative news that they get. So once they get rid of Fox News, which I'm sure they will, they don't really have any large conservative media over there. You have smaller level conservative media. I know Glenn Beck's got a buddy up there that he's kind of like the Glenn Beck of Canada. But even them, they could be shut down because they don't have the same freedom of speech that we do over here. So if you thought Canada was moving in one direction before, if they're able to pull this off, and they very well may be, Canada is probably going to continue to push even harder and harder to the left, and their freedoms are going to be more and more restricted. And then you only have a single-minded mentality there because they're only going to be hearing one side of the story going forward if this happens. So Fox News is being hammered from every which way. They got a lawsuit to pay out. You pissed off all your base here in America by firing Tucker Carlson. You already pre-pissed them off in the 2020 election. You lost a good part of your viewership there. And then I think the Tucker thing just kind of added to the problem. And now you've lost even more viewers. I don't know how your little time shuffle's going to do. Hell, you could piss some people off because you moved Ingram. Some people may not be happy with that because they may have liked her in that slot and that's what they watched. Who knows? Fox News is not looking real great for her. And I had said prior to this, when Fox News is having all these problems, I listen to some people on Fox News, not as a network as a whole. No, you know, some people there I am more supportive of and listening to their viewpoints. But at the end of the day, Fox looks like it's bought itself a one-way ticket to bankruptcy. And if they go down, the flagship goes down. Yes, you have Newsmax and you have OAN and you have some other smaller media groups that are there that are ready to take the place of, but Fox ultimately is the largest one. You know, it's got the most reach above all these other ones. So it'll get a little more difficult to get conservative news out if we do lose them. So it's not that I want them to go down, because it's not what I'm advocating here for, but the decisions that they make, it almost seems as if they want this to happen. It almost seems as if they've thrown in the towel, and the people that own it now are just going to give in to the left and give in to the dark side and just say, hey, you know, we've had enough fighting. We'll just join in with everybody else and we'll just let it go. I hope that doesn't happen because of who Fox is. Hopefully they'll stick around. But if they keep making poor decisions like this, their future doesn't look real bright. That's all I'm saying. All right. I hope everybody enjoyed the episode. If you do, please rate and review me. It's always a good help to me. If you'd like to reach out to me, littlejoecc.com. Go to the contact section. Beyond that, have a beautiful rest of your Monday. We will definitely do it again.